Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
Thank you for choosing Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name, please?
Edwin Sutton.
Can you verify your address and email address on the order?
1367 Lovekus Avenue, apartment number 7.
Okay, one moment while I locate your account. I place you on a brief hold. Just one moment.
All right, thank you.
I have your account available, sir. How may I help you?
Okay, I just received two packages this morning of the Mercedes-Benz 300 SL.
Okay.
And here's what I have. And we have a dilemma. Apparently, in the system, you have me building two Mercedes.
I'm checking that information now. Just one second. Let me write down the order numbers, okay? Let's see what we have. Okay, and you are correct, sir. You did do two different offers. One you had already signed up for. You should receive part 3 through 6. This is the one which you did in January. And then you went and signed up again for April. And your other box should contain 1 and 2 for $1.95.
Okay, well, here's the problem. I already because what's confusing is I have two kits already started. So what happened is apparently in the mix-up, I got a kit that's already started, and the kit that you already sent me, there's parts missing. In the kit
Okay.
that you just sent me. Because I
Let's
have a kit that.
let's stay there.
Okay.
You signed up in January and we sent you 1 and 2.
Yes.
That was $1.95. We have not sent you anything in February or anything in March. You're just now starting to receive more product today, correct?
Yes.
What you have today, Issue 3 through 6 go with what you already have at your home. That's the account that you started back in January. The other box contained a brand new introductory offer of 1 and 2 for $1.95. So now we can proceed.
Right, which means is 1 and 2 has the parts of a starter kit, which I already had.
Correct, in January. Already. That's correct.
Exactly. So what do I do with the parts of 1 and 2?
You can actually have them, and you can cancel that new account that you just started. It was only $1.95. Like, what are you going to do, pay $5 to send it back? It's yours to keep. You don't have to keep those two memberships. You can keep the one that you already have going. And I can give you that order number, and we can cancel the new one.
Okay, but in the box that you sent me today,
mm-hmm.
okay, there were duplicate parts to finish the first order.
Of 1 and 2, correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
To finish the first order on 1 and 2. But
no.
Not enough to finish. Yes. I'm telling you, I'm looking at it.
Okay, well, tell me, what do you have in one of your boxes?
Okay, it has parts.
1 and 2.
It has parts number 2, parts number 4, parts number 3, and parts number 1.
One of your boxes should have 3, 4, 5, and 6 in it.
No. It has 1, 2, 3, and 4.
So you're missing 6. You already have 1 and 2. Okay, you already have 1 and 2.
Yes.
From January, okay? And your new box, now you have 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Nope.
I mean 1, 3, 1. Tell me the number again. 1, 3, 4, and 5?
I have 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
The hood and the wheel.
Okay.
And I have in the box 2, it says 1, 2, 3, and 4.
So you're missing 5 and 6.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, keep what you have, and I'll resend you 5 and 6. And
okay.
we'll cancel the new account that sent you that new part for the dollar, the 1 and 2. So just keep everything. It wouldn't make any sense to send back 3 and 4. Because you're
because then what's it going to do? It's going to leave me a half a car.
Okay, I'm sending you what should have been in your box. If you look at your invoice should say 3, 4, 5, and 6. But that's not
right.
The actual parts you have. Okay, so I need to resend you what you paid for, which is 5 and 6. That should have been in that box. That's no
exactly.
cost to you. So I'm going to do a reship to send you those two out. That has nothing to do with anything other than we need to send you what was supposed to be corrected in that box. It's not your problem. It's a mishap with the warehouse sending you those additional 1 and 2 two more times. So you got a total of 3 1 and 2s. You got 1 and 2 in January. You got 1 and 2 now. And you got another box with 1, 2, 3, and 4 in it, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I understand, sir. I do this all day, every day. I'm looking at the order. So we need to send you what you paid for. On April the 2nd, you paid $44.68. You should have 3, 4, 5, and 6. But instead, you have 1, 2, 3, and 4. You didn't need 1 and 2 three times.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got, like I said, I got 3 hoods and 2 front tires. And I'm like, what am I going to do with 3 hoods and 2 tires, 3 tires?
Yeah, you're fine, sir. I'm going to go ahead and put that request in for you now. Just give me 1 second so we can send you out 5 and 6. That's no cost to you. You already paid for that.
Because what I was going to do is very simple. I was going to paint one that I had 2 cars. I was going to paint one a different color.
Well, still just keep those 1 and 2 just in case once you get the building. If somebody happened to bump it and crack one of them, you'll have replacements already at home.
Well, that's what I was going to do, because now that I have the extra, what is it, the three?
One and twos.
One and four. I just need the extra one and three part. That's what I need.
Okay, so you don't even have five and six. You say you have three and four already.
Right. I just need the extra.
We can't send you any extra unless you keep that second account. Unless you want to be billed for two bottles.
I don't care. That's the whole point. I want to keep them so I have two complete cars, honey.
Okay,
that's
so you
what I want.
Okay, well, you have two accounts. So what? Let me tell you. Let me explain it so we can understand. We're already on the same path. Let me go ahead and resend you five and six.
Okay. Yes, that's what I definitely need.
Five and six is something you already paid for. So when I send you five and six, that three and four that you have, it goes with the one that you already had in January.
Okay. What is five and six? I don't even know what a five and six looks like.
I don't either. It just don't tell me if it's the wheel, the tire, the toolkit. It doesn't tell me any of that. Just tell us what part to send you and what should be in your order. So give me one second. Let me notate this account. So if you call back the agent, I know what I've done. Hold on. Mr. Edwin received a shipment today.
Because I want to paint one of these red.
Okay, you can. You have another account. We haven't even got to the other account yet. I'm talking about this particular account that has four in it. The box that has four in it. That's what the one I'm working on now. Then we'll go back and I'll explain the other one to you. Mr. Edwin received the shipment today with the wrong items. He received one, two, three, and four, and he should have received three, four, five, and six. I did a reship for five and six. Five and six. Okay, do you have anything to write with?
Hold on. Yes, I do.
We're gonna clear this up in the beginning of this phone call.
Okay. I got the receipt too also.
Okay, let me know when you have something to write with.
Got it.
Order number 5778.
5778.
6940.
Got it.
001.
Got it.
Put January next to that and put a circle around January.
J-A-N. Okay.
This is the order you started in January.
Got it.
In January, we sent you one and two. So you can put dash one and two. And April, what you can do, write down April, you should have three through six.
Okay.
Then you write down missing five and six. And we'll be done with this order because I just did a reship for you so we can see what you already paid for. And we're going to go on to the next order in one second.
Okay, got it.
Your next order, since you want to have two cars, that means you have two accounts. And this order number is 578.
Okay.
246.
Uh-huh.
80.
Uh-huh.
001.
Okay.
You started this order on April 2nd.
Okay.
That's this month. So right now, April, $1.95. And do one dash two, because that's what we sent you, was one and two. I know you say that you need another two, three, four, five, and six. They're going to bill you for that one on your new order. That's going to be billed on a Friday. So Friday, we're going to bill you for part three, four, five, and six for your second car. What you already paid for was three, four, five, and six for the first order. We just didn't give you the correct parts, and I did a reship on that. So those are your two accounts, okay?
Okay.
So the one that you did for April, you only been charged $195 for the order number that ends in 80001. You put a big circle around all that information. You just started that collection.
Sure did.
And then the one before that is your January order.
Okay. Got you.
Okay, so we're on the same page?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, is there anything else we'll need? And then you can put down right there by the big circle on your second order number, the one that 80001, put will be charged Friday for 3, 4, 5, and 6. That's April 23rd.
Got it. We'll be charged on Friday.
Okay. Now let's go back one more thing to the top one. The first order out to the side, anywhere you can put called in for reship of 5 and 6. So you'll know that you spoke to me and that process was requested in our system.
Reship on.
April 21st for 5 and 6.
4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, you'll get that probably the first week of May, because it takes about 10 business days to receive the reships.
Gotcha.
Okay, is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Nope. As long as I get caught up and get all the right parts, if I have any problem. Now,
yeah, you're just missing 5 and 6 so far.
Right. And it says, what did it say about, I'm trying to think. What did it say about, let me see. What did it say about the parts coming soon? On part 3. Now, do they come? Part 3 coming soon? Hold on. I got you on the phone. Part 3 coming soon. Yeah, I guess the part 3 coming soon. Oh, here it is. Part 3 coming soon. Wonder how long does those usually take?
Well, 3 comes with, it's 3, 4, 5, and 6. It did not tell me anything was out of stock yet.
No, it says coming in, number 3. What does that mean? For 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do they tell you?
It doesn't say that, but the first order that you're missing,
no.
5, I'm telling you something so we can get to the 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
What you're missing from today's package that you got is 5 and 6. What should have been in today's package was 3, 4, 5, and 6. I'm going to go to that order. Let me close this one out. Hold on, wait till it comes up. On May 7th, they're going to bill you for 7, 8, 9, and 10 for the first order. So at the very top, you can write on May 7th, I will be charged, or May 7th, charge for 7, 8, 9, and 10. Because you're going to get 4 per shipment.
Okay.
You get 4 every month. Unless something is out of stock.
All right.
Okay, any more questions?
I'm writing that down. Unless out of stock. And that includes the Eleanor and the Bond, right?
Let's see. Well, we wasn't on the Eleanor account, sir. We was on the Mustang. I haven't even looked in the Eleanor.
Yeah, but that goes for all the kids I'm on all the accounts. That's, we already discussed that once before when I talked to you. That goes for any of the kids that we have.
Yes, that you will be receiving 4 per month unless something is out of stock.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're all set. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, and enjoy your day.
You too. Have a nice day. Stay safe.
Okay. Have a great day.
God bless.
You too. Thank you for your sneaker moss.
Bye-bye.